Well, I thought I understood it, but I don't. And I'm beginning to think that there is no way in JavaScript to do this. They screwed up the dates so bad. At least that's my impression. I can't get a straight answer anywhere, but here's the deal. A date object in JavaScript has encoded in it a time zone, but you can't set that or access it. So I want to pretend while I'm running in the United States that my code is running in India for the purpose of knowing what the current day is in India. That's really all I want to know. Right now, what is the day in India? And then I have to put that into a date object and have it not be converted to Eastern time. I mean, it's encoded in there, but it's invisible. I don't know how to set it. It's going to change it to Eastern time. I'm going to give it the date, and I'm going to set it, and it's going to set it to Eastern time. So then, in the United States, it's a very different date from the current day that it is. I mean, right now, they happen to agree for about a couple of 3 hours or so, at which point it's going to be tomorrow then. And what JavaScript's going to do to the date is going to break what I'm trying to do. It's that simple. And I honestly think that the only reason it worked yesterday was that we added a grace period in there somehow. And there is it's like the old line that a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, this is a little different, that the algorithm works for 8 hours a day, and we happen to be testing it during that 8 hours because it would have broken. And then how do I know this? I'm testing it. I have my blog set up as if it's in India. And I have it set the time zone string at that, and I have the date and of the first. I mean, I don't know what format, by the way, your computer is going to create that date when date.created goes. I mean, when you create a node in Drummer, it's going to automatically do the created attribute for you. And it's going to come out in GMT, which is useless because that doesn't help me know what the date is. It's algorithmic. It's the craziest thing. I'm sitting here with an incredibly powerful computer, and it doesn't seem able to do this. Obviously it's able to do it. It's just I have to access this information through JavaScript, and people must have done this before. I can't be the first person. Otherwise, if there were other people who do it and it couldn't be done, there would be evidence of them screaming their heads off. I don't see it. I don't see the evidence of anybody having been down this path. That's actually, what I described before actually was correct. You know, the key thing here is to know, for this purpose, is to know what day this thing is in. I mean, that's it. And according to the local time zone. If I was only trying to do it for my time zone, it wouldn't matter. Everything's in GMT, and I have plenty of tools to do that. But how do I ask that question about a date that a person who's in another, a very different time zone for me, and I'm trying to do something for them? It's supposed to be as if the code is running there on their machine when it's not. I mean, it's too bad there's no ability in JavaScript to set the local time zone on a thread basis. That would be a nice thing to be able to do. And then I could, right at the outset, before doing any page generation at all, simply set the time zone on the thread that's running right now. And everything would just work. There's also going to be some transition problems here too, possibly, because we are caching data on the server. I mean, I could always, delete the cache data, I guess. I really don't want to go down that path because, you know, that's like a one-time support nightmare, perhaps, you know. And for not, you know, for no benefit whatsoever, actually. And only that the bugs get fixed. But I'm pretty sure that the things that I... Well, let's put it this way. If I get this solved at some point, I'm now at that place, then what we're going to have is we're going to have a few days worth of glitchiness in terms of, you know, posts that somehow aren't going to be there. I don't know. I have no idea what that ends up being like. I just know that there's a whole bunch of stuff inside of Drummer that has to use the local clock. And it won't matter. Who knows? I might be at this job for another, at this particular task for another 5 months. Might be that I'm just beginning to see how fucked up this is. Anyway, I thought I would give you all an update. If you never want to know how the sausage is made, then ignore these. Because you know, I imagine what it's like on the other side of this thing is that you all just want this shit to work, right? Believe me, that's exactly what I want. I have so many things that I would much rather be doing, including, this is the weekend, and I'm going to have to get up pretty soon and go out and do weekend things. Not have to, I want to do those things. I have a life, basically. But part of me says I shouldn't get up until I have this solved. I really thought I was going to do it today. And who knows, perhaps I will, probably not. Anyway, that's the update.